I'm really concerned that the unvaccinated community is not going to mask up. I think there are real questions about whether the people who have chosen not to get the shot were also the people who chose, you know, previously throughout this pandemic not to wear masks.
With COVID-19 infection rates skyrocketing in Alabama, the state's top doc says it's only going to get worse before it gets better. But he maintains there will be no return to a statewide mask mandate.
We don't know if these recommendations are going to take hold in local communities. I think there's going to be a lot of pushback and frustration about them, and I'm very concerned about whether or not people will listen to the CDC. I just returned from a reporting trip in Alabama and Louisiana where most of the people I talked to who were unvaccinated do not trust the federal government. They don't trust the Biden White House. And they're really tired of hearing from public health officials and the federal government. And I think for those people, those kinds of people, it's going to be very difficult for them to listen to these recommendations and to all of a sudden put their masks back on.
Did you get the sense, having reported in Alabama, Louisiana, that anybody's going to be changing their behavior because of this?
No, unfortunately.
It's not the kind of news we hope for from the CDC these days, but today it was the news we got. The CDC has just changed its current guidance about when Americans should wear masks.
A lot of confusion, a lot of questions, and then what happens as students go back to class?
The CDC is still urging you to wear a mask inside if you were not vaccinated, plus everyone in communities with substantial and high transmission should wear a mask indoors.
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch, and today, Aaron Banco on what we know and don't about the CDC's new mask guidance and the complicated message it sends as the Delta variant surges.
We at Politico have been following these conversations about the potential for the administration, specifically the CDC, to reissue guidelines for vaccinated and unvaccinated Americans in regard to masks. But I think we weren't prepared for these guidelines to come so soon. Obviously, there were questions up in the air about what the Delta variant would continue to do, how it would spread, and how that would impact policy decisions. But the CDC really wrangled with this one.
Not only are people tired, they're frustrated. And I know in the context of all of that, it is not a welcomed piece of news that masking is going to be a part of people's lives who have already been vaccinated.
Reverting back to recommendations for wearing masks indoors was a big deal for the CDC and for officials at the White House. Dr. Walensky said that very clearly in a press conference. She did not take this decision lightly.
This new data weighs heavily on me. This new guidance weighs heavily on me. And I just wanted to convey that this was not a decision that was taken lightly.
It is a major reversal from what the Biden administration had laid out in July, you know, that the country was returning back to normal, people could take off their masks, you know, finally we were out of the woods. And so it'll be really interesting to see how states respond to these recommendations, whether they mandate masks, whether localities mandate masks. I don't think that is going to happen broadly, but we'll have to see.
So this decision came more than 2 months after the CDC announced that you did not need to mask up in basically every situation if you're fully vaccinated.
We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy. That moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated.
At the time, there were critics saying, whoa, That's kind of fast. And now, even though the CDC says the vaccines are still extremely effective against the Delta variant of COVID, preliminary evidence suggests that vaccinated people can still spread it. And so they're saying mask up indoors if you're in an area with significant transmission. Do you think the CDC is at all looking back to that initial decision in May thinking we screwed up?
I don't think people in the CDC would ever admit that, but I know there have been longstanding conversations in the CDC about, did we issue that mask guidance in May too quickly? It's tough. Like, the virus has changed. Delta is new. We couldn't have anticipated you know, Delta specifically. Yes, we could have anticipated the spread of highly transmissible variants, but you have to remember at that time politically, you know, the CDC was under a lot of pressure by outside forces internally to issue guidelines that would help America get back to normal by that July 4th deadline that President Biden had set out.
After this long, hard year, that will make this Independence Day something truly special, where we not only mark our independence as a nation, but we begin to mark our independence from this virus.
It was supposed to be the summer that everyone got to live their normal lives again. And unfortunately, it's turned into sort of the opposite of that in portions of this country. I just think, you know, it's really hard for the federal government right now, according to my sources, to figure out a way to get a control of Delta when we really do have these two Americas, right? Everyone talks about the two Americas, the unvaccinated and the vaccinated. And how does the federal government go about issuing and recommending guidelines nationally when only 10 or a dozen states are really struggling acutely with the Delta variant? It's been incredibly difficult for federal officials to try to figure out how to move around this. And so we'll have to just see what happens with these guidelines.
You mentioned the difficulty of figuring out what to do when you have this kind of two Americas situation, and it's only an acute problem in certain areas. With this new guidance, the CDC says it applies in areas with, quote, substantial virus transmission. And they have this map, which we'll link to in our show notes, that breaks down where that is. If you look at it, you see it's mostly in the South, the Deep South. Some states in the West have large areas like that, including Nevada. And then a lot of the Midwest and the Northeast is in the clear. But for people in those areas with a lot of spread, and even people not, I think there's a lot of questions about what exactly this guidance means for them. It's clear that everyone who's unvaccinated, of course, should still wear masks. Also, everyone in schools is recommended to wear masks. But then when it comes to the public indoor settings where vaccinated people should, under this new guidance, does that just mean places like the grocery or like big concerts where you might not know everyone's vaccination status? Or would that also apply to, say, big gatherings of friends where everyone is for sure vaccinated?
The guidance didn't really lay that out in clear detail. I think what the CDC and the administration wanted to do is to send a message, a very clear message that the Delta variant is spreading very rapidly. It is dangerous. It is causing huge surges in cases and hospitalizations in parts of this country, and that we need to get a hold of that spread. And so they wanted to get across the clearest message, which is, you know, mask up again, particularly in crowded indoor settings, vaccinated Americans. And the recent guidance did not get into much of the granular detail that some of the previous recommendations had gotten into.
That's interesting then, with this idea of sending a clear message, but there kind of being these points of confusion for people. What sort of message do you think this sends to vaccinated Americans, given the fact that the vaccines are still highly effective at protecting you from COVID and especially from going to the hospital? But in certain cases, the CDC wanting you to wear a mask.
So critics of the latest recommendations say that the language of the latest guidelines suggests that we are punishing the vaccinated Americans rather than the unvaccinated Americans, that we're putting the burden on the vaccinated Americans to protect the unvaccinated Americans. But I think what the CDC is trying to do here is they're trying to protect everyone. And so what they want to do is to get everyone to mask up. I think when they say fully vaccinated Americans should wear masks again, it was a little confusing to the layperson. People raise questions like, does it mean vaccines aren't effective? Or why are we going back to these policies after you've already said that I'm fine to take off my mask? And I think from what I can tell from our sourcing in the CDC is that they want to use masking up now as a broad public health measure to control the spread of the Delta variant. And it's less about who are we protecting and more about what can we do for our community to stop the spread of this virus. There's two points to be made here. Yes, of course, if people start masking up again, it is protecting the unvaccinated. That's very crystal clear here, right? But I think what Dr. Walensky really wanted to make the point yesterday is that the more the Delta variant spreads, the more we don't get control of this virus, the more likely it is that another more dangerous and more highly transmissible variant will emerge. And that's the variant that the CDC is really worried about. They're worried about another variant coming along that they will have no control over whatsoever. And so I think that's broadly their main point. And so I think it's fair to say that people are upset over the language in these recommendations. There are large divisions politically over whether we should be going back to wearing masks. But Dr. Walensky and the CDC did this week try to lay out the science behind their decision.
The thing that's important and that is new data that we've seen just in the last several days, but corroborated several times, is that if you are vaccinated and you are one of those rare breakthrough infections, you actually have the capacity to pass it to somebody else.
They're still saying vaccines are very effective. There are rare breakthrough cases. But the reality is that a large portion of our country is unvaccinated, and we got to figure out a way to deal with that.
Erin Banko, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
Also, today, people traveling from the U.S. who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to avoid quarantine when arriving in England. UK leaders confirmed the change in policy on Wednesday after weeks of negotiations. It'll also apply to people coming from the European Union. Travelers will need to be fully vaccinated with a shot approved by US or European regulators, and they'll still need to do a pre-departure test. There's still no imminent change, though, to the travel ban in the US for people visiting from both the UK and the EU. And the head of the central bank is downplaying concerns that the Delta variant could lead to significant financial pain for Americans. Speaking after the Federal Reserve's policy meeting on Wednesday, Chair Jerome Powell acknowledged that the latest surge could slow the economy by delaying people's return to the labor force or by leading schools to remain closed for longer, but said that the economy has grown more resilient to COVID and that, quote, it doesn't seem as though the effects will be very large. Powell did emphasize, though, that getting people more broadly vaccinated will help return the economy to a more normal state. Today's episode of Politico Dispatch included music composed by Breakmaster Cylinder. To stay up on our latest coverage of the pandemic, sign up for the Politico Pulse Health newsletter at politico.com/newsletters. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.